Park City Special Events Manager Jenny Dearson considers this year's Sundance Festival a huge success. Dearson says part of that is due to the Sundance Institute's role in forwarding the city's transportation goals.
A lot of people don't know that Sundance Film Festival actually pays for the buses that are at Richardson Flat, and that is such a huge advantage to our entire community and both to Sundance for all that they're doing. So that in particular, I just want to highlight and say thanks to them for.
One continued goal for the festival is to reduce traffic through Old Town neighborhoods. Ride-hailing services, such as Lyft and Uber, get routed by GPS systems to cut through the neighborhoods to avoid busier roads. Dearson says Lyft did have a designated drop-off at the trolley turnaround at the bottom of Main Street, but the Sundance event team is still considering solutions to what Dearson calls a complex challenge.
There's so many moving parts, whether it's Lyft or Uber, or local taxis or hotel shuttles or locals or merchants. There's all these people that need to get around, and we're always looking at the best and the next way to get people to where they need to go safely and efficiently as well.
The debrief to the City Council will include a look at finance, parking, transportation, outreach, and city property use. It's scheduled for the City Council's work session at 4:25 p.m. Wednesday at the Marsac Building. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.